Welcome to the ADHD Sisters Podcast, a safe haven for women approaching 40 and beyond. Hosted by Jem and Jo, who share their extensive experiences with ADHD and growing up in the 80s and 90s. Our mission is to share our stories, dispel myths, and help you find clarity on your own journey. Take what resonates and leave the rest. Okay, so welcome to the ADHD Sisters Podcast, and I'm excited to introduce you to the podcast and see where this journey takes us all. So I'm Jem, and I'm Jem, and my co-host is Jo. I operate an integrative health clinic in Manchester, serving as a health, wellness and nutrition coach, yoga instructor, breathwork coach, and I have 25 years experience of holistic therapy in my background. I'm currently pursuing a personal training certification so I can add even more value to my clients. Embracing diverse skills, I also run a bespoke cleaning business, which I started due to the pandemic as I will rebuild my integrative health business. I would like to introduce you to Jo, a dedicated professional who works with children with special needs and is also a talented nail technician operating her own studio in Manchester with an impressive 25 years of experience in childcare. She was already managing a nursery by the age of 22. I think it was 22. Jo is thriving in a variety of creative pursuits. She's self-taught in guitar, enjoys woodworking, and has a passion for running. So we're mums of five children between us. We have two boys and three girls. We have embraced the journey of motherhood since our early 20s, and our origins are in Manchester, where we both spent our childhoods, as you can probably tell by the accent. After nearly a year of estrangement, we have slowly re-established our connection in our 40s and are starting to reveal the issues that have long been hidden beneath the surface and behind the laughs and the banter and the screams. Even though we are sisters, the term sisters symbolises our podcast mission to empower ourselves and other women who are searching for clarity in their lives. Our aim is to cut through the misinformation and distractions, enabling us to discover mental clarity and attain a sense of peace. So prepare for plenty of swearing, playful banter, and no-nonsense approach with our podcast. Our goal is to establish a safe haven for women approaching their 40s and beyond to relate to, allowing you to filter out the distractions of social media and the opinions of others. This way you can reconnect with yourself and determine the right path forward for you. With over 40 years of personal experience with both of us, you may find it relatable to have grown up during an era where many families embrace the mindset of life's tough, just deal with it. For many of us, the belief that mental health wasn't a concern shaped our upbringing, leading to dismissive remarks like, you'll be fine, stop frowning, or I'll take care of that for you, stop acting strange, you're making a fool of yourself. And in the rare instances we did shed tears, especially for the girls in the 70s, 80s and 90s, societal expectations dictated that the only acceptable response to inquiries about our well-being was, yes, I'm fine. If this strikes a chord with you, you found the right place. So there were valid reasons for this widespread viewpoint, influenced by grandparents who experienced a world war and having most of us having baby boomer parents. We learned to appreciate our fortunate circumstances and express gratitude. After four decades, the landscape has shifted, though, making it essential to untangle the intricacies for advancement. So while there are no victims in this scenario, we do have the right to express our opinions and that it is precisely what we intend to do. So we're going to explore a variety of topics focused on ADHD and CPTSD, providing you with the insights necessary to make informed choices about your next steps. Our discussions will cover parenting, friendships, health, perimenopause, hormones, and so much more. So if you're looking to enhance your relationship with yourself and others, experience greater happiness and fulfillment, share a laugh and reminisce with us, discover new insights for your overall well-being, and gain clarity on your next steps, this podcast could be, this podcast could be exactly what you're looking for, and I hope you join us on this journey. You can subscribe. You can subscribe to get ready for the first episode by checking the show notes or by clicking subscribe. So we will just have a little chat now about what we have been up to the last week, and this will be off the cuff and non-scripted. So yeah, so once you've finished on your phone then. So new hobbies are, so what are you pursuing lately? Any new hobbies that you've got going on or in your head?
At the moment, no. I was going mental at the gym for the whole of summer really. And then
what do you mean by mental?
Just going every day.
Like, listen, gym.
Just going every day. Doing like over like an hour and a half sessions, body combat, cardio, weights, literally.
What, one after the other?
Just constant, just like literally. Oh, is that sick.
When, right, is that when Mum said that you were at the gym? Or, Joanne's doing fantastic at the gym.
Oh yeah, but then same to me. Don't kill yourself. I'm like, I'm enjoying it. It's keeping my mind busy.
Right, yeah, but then, that phase, yep.
But then it's turned to autumn, so now I've sacked it off.
Oh right,
I froze it. I just can't be asked. I don't have any motivation for it because I can wear baggy jumpers and I've had my holiday. So in the moment when I'm doing it, I know that it's actually really good for my health, good for my well-being, good for my mindset. I'm buzzing like doing my running and everything, and thinking I'm rocky. And then I just think that ship sailed. I can't be asked.
I'm sure that's not because the motivation of the holiday's over. So
yeah, probably, maybe. Yeah. But I just, and it's cold and I just can't be bothered.
Is it far, the gym?
No. I used to run to it, then do a gym session, then run back.
I've got no excuse. My gym's at the end of my garden and I still can't be bloody arsed.
Yeah, and so that was my thing for a bit. Well, actually, since last February, to be fair. So I think like in February I'll probably start up again when I've stuffed my face with mince pies.
Oh my god. Right, okay. So that's
got me now like, business so that I didn't sack it off for a bit, but I started a new job, so as in I work in a special needs school but I do nails extra. But I sacked it off because I was just like too focused on my new job.
Is that the nails off or sack the gym off?
No, it's like the gym. There's too much.
No, just sucking off these clients.
Basically, just wasn't advertising for my nails at all because I just couldn't be bothered doing that after work, as well as the gym.
Yeah, because you were still. But now I've sacked
the gym off. I'm now kind of back onto doing my nails because I do really enjoy it. I don't know. I just go through stages where I just can't be bothered, and then stages where I'm absolutely well for it, like.
Yeah, I'm in that stage at the moment. In fact, it's been going on. I call it a drought. It's not a drought, is it? That's something else. Is that when someone's? Is that when someone's not had sex for a while or something? Oh. Why am I saying that? Saying in the wrong.
Drought.
I'm having a drought from the gym. It's not the right thing, is it?
I don't know.
Well, yeah, I'm in the same situation. I think it's. I don't know whether it's being busy. Busy, like everyone just thinking, right, I'll do that. Like, I'll get up in the morning and I'll think, right, I'm going to go and do a spin class, go and do a Peloton. And next minute, I'm bloody sat stuffing my fucking face in the kitchen.
Yeah, well, that's the thing. I'd be like on it, fitness pal. You know, like following absolutely everything. Like even like shoving a chunk of cheese in my face. I'd make sure I'd weigh it and like, you know, measure it, put it on the fitness pal, going to the gym, do it. Next minute, I'm thinking, well, I've not followed it for a day, so that's it. That's a spiral downhill.
that's giving you the red. Okay, what's it? Not the red card. That's I've giving also, you the green light to think.
Yes, yeah, and then I think, oh. Well, I've eaten really, really badly one day, so that's it. I've obviously quite clearly put on a stone in half a day, and I'm just going to keep feeding my fat face.
Well, to be honest, that's what I've been doing. That's what I tend to do. And obviously, looking into it now with all this like ADHD traits, we realise that maybe it's connected to that, like disordered eating and things like that, where we're just
definitely
like
boredom. Like, I don't know, like, it's at night that I do it. Snacking. And I'm just sat there and I just feel like the snack cupboard's going, come eat me. You know, like, I can't. And then I'm thinking, no, I shouldn't. And then I'll get a biscuit and then think, well, I've had one biscuit. I might as well just stuff my face with 10.
Yeah, that's what I care.
And then I do care. And then I feel like I've got a horrible taste in my mouth.
Yeah, do you get, like, it's like a sugar rush or something? Yeah.
And I'm not satisfied.
No, because sometimes I've thought, you know, when people, like, obviously we hear all this stuff now because we've got so much information coming at us, haven't we, online. Oh, it's because of this and it's because of that. And I read that when you're eating, and then, you know, when you think, right, that's making me feel good. I used to think, I'm not like that. That's nothing to do with me. Mm-hmm. And now I realise. No, like when you're trying to forget your feelings. Like some people will switch off with a drink, or some people will switch off doing, I don't know.
Yeah, like it keeps you busy.
Hammering the gym or something. But yeah, it keeps you busy. Like cleaning's my thing. Yeah. Sometimes I just start, like, what am I doing? Hoovering the bloody skirting boards. Like, yeah, like, instead of eating.
Like, but then I'll be like, I find I'm really, and I've just totally gone off on a tangent. But
well, I suppose, like, that's what it's about, isn't it?
Yeah, we're just, you know, like cleaning, where I want it to be clean, and I like it to be clean, but I'm the messiest person I've ever been. I'm thinking, what the hell has happened?
Yeah,
and then I think, right, what I need to do, I can't, like, I know, I'm literally taking off my clothes, thinking, fold them.
Yeah, wing.
Chucking on the floor, I don't give a shit. I can't hate it.
I know.
I'm like, and then I think, why? At the moment, I have got a chest of drawers next to my bed.
Why do we do that, though? Because I do that, and I leave clothes on the floor in the bathroom and stuff. Yeah. But that's why I think to myself, I'm going to put some... There's some bloody boxes on the floor, and I'm thinking, well, I do that. How can I be saying something when I'm doing the same thing?
But I can't stand... You know, like, when people go, well, won't you just put them on a hanger? Put them on a hanger. I don't even have hangers. That? I don't know. I think I've put something in the hanger if I've got myself an outfit ready for a night out.
I do that,
then I'm looking at it so I can see, I've got my dress or whatever, and I've got my necklace and my shoes, and hang them so I can see it all coordinate.
Do people actually do that, though? Yeah, like, seriously?
Mum does it, though, doesn't she? She hangs all her stuff up. She does do that.
I don't even get my shit out of my suitcase.
I've got, honestly, at the moment, I've got a drawer that has come out the bottom. You know, when you have your drawers on your divan?
Oh, yeah.
Well,
yeah.
I don't know what happened, but something happened. And it got stuck, right? So I've had to take the drawer out of the bed. And then I've got a chest of drawers with four drawers. You know, like IKEA, big, you know, big drawers with all my stuff in it.
Yeah.
And this drawer from my bed is on top of those drawers with a mound of clothes that I just keep dropping onto the top of this drawer.
Oh, right. So when we're clean, like, you know, when we're cleaning, like, thinking, oh, right, I need to clean this sink again for the 10th time today.
Yeah.
But I swear to God, I'm embarrassed saying this now, right? I've got this washing room stroke office. So I've got a curtain that I've makeshifted and put up so that when I'm in my office and I'm on, like, Zoom call or something like that, no one can see my washing.
Oh, yeah,
catastrophe.
Like it's hidden.
Yeah, it's hidden.
Yeah.
But the dryer's there. But every single time I'll do it, I'll like get on top of it.
Oh yeah, and you and think then back, next minute,
I'm never ever gonna do that again.
You do it all the time.
And next minute, I went in there. I literally had to clap. What?
Next minute.
Bloody sorry. Word policing. So next minute, I got. I'm walking in the bloody office this morning, and I'm stamping on
loads of
clothes. But I'm imagining there at a Zoom session with someone. Hi. Oh, what's that? A pair of bloody knickers stuck to me toe. Fling. You know, I'm not actually. I don't know what's wrong with me. I'll clean shit. That doesn't. Oh, I'll go. Do you know what? I'm gonna go and clean the garden. Yeah. I'm gonna go and clean the car. Like, what the fuck am I cleaning the car for?
Do the priority, like what we need. Yeah, because
no,
I've got.
I can't do that because that's wasting my time.
I've got a utility, like cupboard thing under the stairs that's in the living room. It's all like
so you
open it and it's got like the washer and the dryer. But then I wash stuff. And then I'll forget. One, I'll forget it's in there, so I'll open the wash and then think, shit,
it stinks, do it again. I'll do it again.
Done that twice. You know, like where you do it and think, oh my God, how the hell have I managed to do that? Then, obviously, put it in the dryer. But then, you have to get it out of the dryer, and you have to fold them. So, but then, you've already got another wash ready to go in the dryer. So I basically just pull all the shit out of the dryer that's all clean.
Yeah, dump it.
No, it's in like the smallest little, I can't explain, just in front of the washing machine and the doors. There's like a little bit of space, but you've got to be careful not to block the dryer vent, otherwise you're going to burn the house down again. And then I just start dragging out the washing and then putting it into the dryer. And then I think, right, I'll just squidge all the shit, the dry stuff that's just on the floor, basically. Shut the doors because I can't see it. So if you can't see it, then
well,
it's
that's
fine.
It. That's why I'm
and I know
curtain.
That they're clean. So as long as I know they're clean, that's fine. And then later on, I'll be like, well, it's all right because when I get a minute, I'll fold. But then I get another. Then I think, oh shit. So I'll go in, and the next load of the drying is finished.
Yeah.
So I'll pull that out. Because I've put another wash on, then there's another pile. So basically, the pile of clothes in front of the washer and the dryer is getting higher and higher, as high as basically the washing machine. And I'm pushing it in with my foot and shutting the two doors,
making that harder, actually, more work
don't even
for
click.
Yourself.
So to say, when I get a minute, I'll fold them.
Yeah, but then we'll have 100 minutes to go and start doing some woodwork or some random hobby that we like. What's my latest? I don't even know. I watched this thing the other day, and I thought, oh, do you know what? I'm gonna learn sign language. Why didn't more of us not learn sign language? Before I knew it. So I could have been doing my pile of washing that needed doing, but no, I'm signing up for sign language classes.
Yeah.
And then when I looked on it, I thought, hang on a minute.
Sorry, I just had to spend some money.
Sorry. So I thought, I've got to pay for this bloody class, and I was actually about to sign up for a class of, you know, like Duolingo. Yeah. It was like that, but for sign language.
Well, can you speak Spanish now after doing your Duolingo?
No, I'm my Duolingo is literally got a skull. My friend.
I don't know what that means.
My friend does
it
with me. Like
when
she
you had
does
a Tamagotchi and you've left it to die.
Oh God, remember them when we had them in the 80s? Like basically, my friend does it, and I think she's doing French, but obviously it says your friend has done this, and I'm like, oh, whoopie doodahs.
What on the Duolingo?
Yeah, but
when you did it, it was like some little Spanish. Sombrero, Mexican.
No, the man
that used to come up.
Yeah,
and
his little characters.
And I go, they've done more points, and I'd be absolutely.
Yeah, when you did it, I'd say, oh, where's she, cocky ass?
I start trying to like. I don't find it actually competitive. I find it. I'm fuming, but competitive as well.
Well, I get more pissed off with the other people thinking, hang on a minute, who's Barry in bloody Brighton, he's taken my spot. Yeah. Who the hell does he think he is? Duolingo.
And then I'm actually probably passing the test that they do, but I'm not actually taking it in.
Yeah, well, that phase.
But I still think that I'm great because I'm passing it.
Well, yeah, but that's what happened. I got really focused on this Duolingo. because, well, I actually got it for my daughter because she was I got it for Kai because he was doing his Spanish GCSE.
Yeah.
And then he went, oh, what have you got that for? That's a load of rubbish. We don't use that. Yeah, so I was like, oh, God. Well, it did. So anyway, I said, right, don't matter. Focus on what you need to. Next minute, I'm like trying to make the most of it. Does anyone want to be in my family? We're doing Lingo family that I've already paid for. So next minute, I did that. And I was doing it. Like, I was dead focused. Next minute, snip. Boom.
Next minute, I'm bored.
Yeah. And then even Emma will say, are you not doing your Duolingo? I'll say, you're not doing your Duolingo.
Yeah, like, I look offended by them when they're only asking.
Normal question. No, well, obviously it's like a joke, isn't it? But I'm looking, he's on there, and every so often he'll pop up and he's literally a bag of bones, you know, like a skeleton, a skeleton thing. No, first of all, he had skin hanging off. He looked like a zombie. And then I was like, and that felt like I was being stalked by Duolingo. I literally kept getting email. I had to block it.
But that's what I do. Like, I'd be like, well, I taught myself Spanish, didn't I?
Yeah.
I mean, like, I don't mean taught myself Spanish, but, like, you know, I could have a bit of a, you know, conversation or understand it, but I did it with tapes.
Is that French?
I can't remember. Yeah, I think that's French.
Oh, Jesus.
You're talking about a table.
Yeah.
So I did that years ago when it was like Linguaphone or something. And she gave me these tapes. And I used to sit like, Alex from nursery.
Oh, right.
That long ago. So when I was like, you know, when I was in the flat.
Oh, yeah, actually. No, I do remember you
have been
there.
And I used to sit there, like, obsessively, like, writing and everything. Like, but then to do that,
as
I got an F in Spanish. No. I mean, that's what I did in school. No. In school I did. But then I taught it myself because it's like, it was taught in a different way.
Well, yeah.
Visually. So yeah. I definitely learned stuff visually. So it was really, really good. But then, boom, shit.
Yeah.
Not doing it anymore.
Couldn't give a shit. Got another hobby.
With my guitar.
Sewing. Learning to sew. Oh, yeah. God, do you remember when we did that?
Yeah. Oh, my
Bloody
God.
Bloody hell. Oh, my God. That's another hobby. It wasn't even a hobby. I made a great business out of that.
Yeah.
We taught ourselves to sew because remember trying to get Mum and Sandra to teach us to sew because they used to make all our clothes when we were kids. And Mum said, I don't know what you're talking about. I don't know how to do that.
Did she sew?
They both had a machine because I remember once getting a bloody needle up my bloody backside.
Stabbed me. Was still in the clothes?
It was on the bed.
Sandra's 3 minutes. It was still in the clothes.
Don't you remember when I got stabbed? You were there.
I don't know, but I think being stabbed is a bit extreme.
No, it was a needle. She had to get tweezers and pull out the bloody needle out of my bum cheek.
You've not been stabbed with an actual knife.
Well, that's the same. That's what stabbed is, isn't it?
Spiked a bit. Fuck yeah.
It's in bloody agony.
Imagine saying to someone.
Feel the pain now.
Oh God, on the phone. I've been stabbed. What? Oh my God. Why? Who by? Who with? What with? A pin.
It was well painful.
I'm sure it was, but I think it's worse to be stabbed.
And I think everyone was laughing at me while I was getting it pulled out.
Who was?
You and Morgan and everyone. That's who I remember being there. I was literally like, hang on a minute. I thought someone had pinched me.
I was obviously in freeze mode. In a panic.
Oh, yeah, we're going to have to go. So there's four, like, fight, flight or what. Yeah, we'll have to go through them. But, yeah, I was bloody spiked or whatever the word is.
Yeah, spiked, not stabbed. Big difference.
Yeah, spiked. My drink's been spiked because I've got too pissed. Been spiked. You've not been bloody spiked, you've just drunk 3 bottles of wine.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Talking about hobbies and stuff, and it's like, yeah, I do have them, but then it doesn't stick. It does for a long time, and then one day, gone.
Boom. Yeah, so I don't know if anyone else is like that and has these hobbies and. Like, I don't know, like
projects.
Where the whole dining table is covered in it.
I was like, oh shit, like, there's five of us in our house, so, like, you can imagine how many shoes there are. And I'm just like, Neil's feet are absolutely fucking massive. Like, what the hell is that? Like, you know, it's like a flipper. What, how, like, even if he's not even, like, a shoe person, so he's probably got about, you know, six pairs of shoes or something like that, but six pairs of flippers in your hallway is too much.
That's what it was like when Jake, because he was a size 12.
Yeah,
that's And I was like, my shoe could fit inside his bloody foot. Absolutely.
Well, maybe that's a good idea. Put shoes inside shoes. And then
Yeah.
But then it's, you know, you can't be arsed. No, you need it. It needs to be easy. Slip on, slip on. You know, like when you see, oh, look at these fancy shoe boxes.
And then, oh, God, and then it's like, Jake looks like one of them, our brother. And every time you open it, you're like,
yeah, but then you'd be rummaging through. You need it there to see. Yeah. So I basically had this wooden shelf that I found off. No, I didn't. I got it off Recycle.
I get stuff off Recycle
because I think, ooh, that'll be handy for something in the future for something.
Oh, I do.
And I don't even know what it is. So it was in the shed. And I thought, right, okay, it's a shelf. So we use that. And that was like, all right, but it just looked so ugly. So I just suddenly, next minute, boom, I have a vision. And that's it. I start taking this shelf apart, right? Wooden.
Still got your sander?
Yeah. I was sanding it. I was doing all sorts, but you kind of like half, what's it called?
Yeah, because you're rushing.
I'm rushing because I can see
like,
this vision.
Yeah, I'm doing it.
And then nobody else can see
then
the
vision.
Then
you're getting ratting.
And then I'm panicking because I want people to see the end result. But then the end result could cause bloody death because I was literally making this shelf. But at the end, next minute I had navy paint. I was like painting the hallway. So
when was this?
I was getting, it's what my hallway's like now. So it actually was quite a good idea. And it has worked to a degree because basically, I got these shelves and like I took them all apart, but then put them into the corner of like where the bottom of the stairs was. And then I got a mirror off Recycle, obviously, and then put lights around it. And it looks really nice. And I've painted the wall navy, and then I put all the side slats of the actual shelving that I had, I put on the walls. So I've screwed them all like properly onto the walls, and then I've got all like, you know, coat hook, so all the coats can go up the stairs, and it looks really nice because it's navy and it's wooden and it's got lights and a mirror and it's really nice. But in the panic of doing, like, I literally could have, you know, had an injury because I was that dragging wood and everything through the house,
getting the wood and stuff,
taking it apart, like, I don't know. And then But then a lot of the time I do projects like that, and because it's not quite going the way I want, I'm bored. And then I've got half a painted wall.
Yeah, and you've got all the gadgets that you've bought to go with it, and they're just in the cupboard gathering dust.
Yeah, I've got sanders and all sorts, you know, like that. Because when
Neil made it, I remember my cake making hobby, and I started making cupcakes and cakes for everyone. Yeah. Do you remember? And I was making...
But the thing is, sometimes we forget because there's so many projects.
Yeah.
That could have been like a month split in 10 years. You know, like of like, I remember when we started making cakes, we started doing this, started doing that, but it wouldn't last that long.
No, it wouldn't, because if you think about it, I was pregnant with Emmy when I started making my cakes, because I remember Kareem buying me, I don't know, just came home with a bloody blender, of one of them blenders. I've still got it.
Oh, yeah,
because
I've got...
a blender thing, and because I was there like that, beating the bloody stuff, like...
I was
doing it by freehand, like this, beating up
like
the thing.
Like a Kenwood.
Yeah, it's like one of them, So he just came in one day, and he said, oh, I've just bought this from the garage. He'd got it as a freebie, you know? You know when you go to the garage and you get loads of weird,
random,
Mum got her night vision glasses.
This is what I do though, gadgets.
Yeah.
Gadgets.
So he came back with that, and I was like, oh, thanks, cheers. And then that made it a bit easier for me. And I just started making. Then I made it was Mum's. It was that long ago. I was pregnant with Emmy, and it was Mum's 60th. Mum and Dad's 60th.
Oh yeah.
So I'd cooked all these cupcakes.
That Pete died. Oh no.
No.
He was there, wasn't he?
Oh, no,
because I was pregnant.
No, I was pregnant.
No, I was pregnant. Oh, we were pregnant at the same time, weren't we?
Yeah, but you were...
I was probably just, because I remember...
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I wasn't drinking and it was so...
Oh, obvious, yeah, and I think I was going, well, you're not drinking.
Yeah.
I'm not drinking.
Yeah, it's like, really, there's no way we could disguise being pregnant. I remember when I was pregnant with Jess and Sarah said, I've got some...
Yeah. God, that was
called,
another thing.
What's the tequila drink called?
Oh, that... Jäger bomb.
No, it's like a...
That one with the worm?
No, it's like a beer, but it's not. It's like a shandy, it tastes like, but it's not, and it's strong.
No idea.
And she was like, oh, I've got you some of these, and I was like, oh, thank you. But obviously... Yeah. And she was like looking as if to say, what the hell?
Oh, I know. It's why? Because everyone... Yeah,
yeah, because so why on earth would I not... be having a drink.
Yeah, why would you not be other drinking?
Other than wash.
Yeah, and you can't throw the I'm on antibiotics card, can you?
Because that's if anyone
might as well say I'm pregnant card.
Well, exactly. Yeah. Well, anyway, these cakes had sunk, and then I was putting loads of icing on them. I was pregnant. I don't even know what I was doing.
You were making them for somebody.
I was making them. Don't you remember them? These extravaganza. This was at Mum's 60th. I bought a stand that costs more than the cakes, and it was all up on the stand. I made them for Mum's 60th. I made life very difficult for myself. I'm getting Kai ready. He was dead little.
Yeah, because I think we think, we're going to do this business.
We're going to do this. It'll be dead easy.
We're going to make a bloody fortune. We're going to be, you know, like, basically a bit like Del Boy.
Yeah, we love doing this. But we don't. It's not
flower
even about.
Flower on your face.
Yeah.
Bloody finger trapped in one of the blades. Mechanisms.
Oh god. Yeah. Well, then shortly after, I bought a foot muff for Emmy for a pram.
Yeah.
And think, oh, that's nice. It's, you know, this is back in, you're talking tacky town.
Yeah.
Aren't you, like, when everyone had the goods that were all coloured and different things? So all these multicoloured prams that were all custom made were all the rage. They were bloody tacky, weren't they? Like zebra print things and whatever.
Yeah, but yours that you made were really
nice. It was nice, but at the time, but now looking back, I think I'd probably think there was a chavtastic walking down the road if I'm there.
But like, it's a little bit like me with you know, like designs, like with the nail designs.
Because I do my own as well,
so I'm just like I want this one, next minute, another one, another one. And you can't...
That's it,
There's so many designs that you just want to do everything. And you've got to find like a... Not with a nail design, because obviously people just say, I want this, and I'll go, right, yeah, I'll do that.
Yeah, but it's
but
just
when
like,
it's something like that, like the foot muffs, you can't...
Well, I couldn't decide. Like, they were just so... All so nice.
Yeah, we went to the fabric shop, and it was like, it's just overwhelming how much choice there was.
Yeah, and then it was like, oh, God. And then I started thinking, right, no, I'll just do it plain. Then I thought, right, I'll do it leather. So it was a really good business. I won't go down that road with how that ended, because that's a bit triggering, actually. But basically, the reason I did it is I'd ordered this foot muff, and I swear to God, it came, and it was covered in bloody dog hair.
Covered in blood.
I was like, and I won't mention who made it, but it was miles away from us. But no, it was absolutely covered in dog hair. It was cheap fabric. It was actually
someone had made it, or it was secondhand?
Someone had made it. So I thought, oh my God, that looks amazing. This Facebook person's making these things. And I thought, I'm going to buy that. And then when I thought, saw it, I thought, Jesus Christ, I could do better myself. Next minute, my new hobby.
That's the thing, isn't it?
Ping, my new hobby. So I had Kareem.
Give me a chainsaw.
I had Kareem buying me sewing machines from Costco. He said, he bought me two sewing machines because I thought Joe will want one.
I've just put my cheek.
So next minute, he bought you one as well. So we had two sewing machines that we got from Costco. This is just on a whim as well. Like, oh, this is my new hobby.
Yeah.
Right, and I'm off. I'm off on one. My cakes are out the window. my cake copy's out the window. Everyone's like, "Are you not making your cakes anymore?"
This is the problem.
Yeah,
like,
for people's birthdays,
it's all
when I decide
to
do
it, like, kind of, you know, like me doing my Lingua Phone or whatever the hell it was, you know, random shit hobbies.
In your woodwork.
Yeah. And then you've got kids. And you're like, well, they've just thrown a spanner in the works because they've got to come first, haven't they?
Well, that's it. Because I only, obviously, selfish I only had guys then. But honestly, I only had Kai, and Kai is a very
chilled,
absolutely chilled person. He's very not
like
nothing like me.
Probably like I was as a child, and then I had Aaliyah.
She was like me, wasn't she? So, I've got videos of them too. So basically, I thought, oh, this will be dead easy, having a baby, blah, 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 another baby. Kyle starts school, I'll be able to have my business, everything will be fine. Next minute, Emmy popped out, walking after 6 months, bloody won't sit still, climbing out, escaping out of a cot, hair sticking everywhere. Literally, I couldn't do anything. There was one point when I was sewing, and for some of my orders for my clients, and then she was hanging off my neck and yanking, doing that on my back, going, come on, come on, like that. And I was like this, oh my God. And I'm trying to keep calm. And then I thought, no, that's gone now, out the window, can't do it. So what's my next hobby? Yoga teaching. No, there was probably some more in between.
No, there definitely is.
There was more in between, but obviously, like, my latest is, like, my personal training. Like,
yeah, you did personal training at one point.
I was going to.
But then I think, how can I do that when, look, Hermit Junction's reared its ugly head? I'm up for it all summer. Woohoo, personal training. I could be a personal trainer.
Oh, I see.
I'd be, now, like, literally, you don't even... No offence, but you know, the personal trainers that I know, they don't even do it. They just tell you what to do. So it's not like you have to do it all the time.
You don't have to be living it.
No way. This is brilliant. This is a way forward. This is what I want to do.
Yeah. That's the thing.
Autumn, and then I can't be asked.
Constant hobby. Like, it's like, it's not Jane of all trades. It's Jane of bloody anything that pops into your head.
Doom scrolling bloody Insta, like, you know, when I'm scrolling, I'm like, what's this? Oh God, I could do that. Phone down, next minute I'm on bloody eBay, I'm on Amazon, I'm candle making.
Oh Jesus,
have you heard about my candle making that I did
a few months ago?
No! Mum invited me to something, but I didn't know what she was on about.
Oh, yeah.
And I couldn't go because we're working.
No, she come and she said, oh, I hope it's not going to bloody smell.
What does she think it's going to be then?
And I was like, I did that for a couple of weeks and then I got bored and my candle making pot's in the cupboard.
Well,
I got all the gear.
I've just ruined a pan.
Oh, right. You can borrow my candle making thing.
I'm getting one for Christmas.
Oh.
That's my plan. I want one with a tap.
No, that's mine. Oh. Yeah, I didn't get that one. I got the one. It has got a beak on it.
Yeah. Well, you need a beak because...
I must admit,
at the moment, on my driveway, there is a...
Good God, it's not another tent, is it?
No, it's a...
trailer.
No, it's a pile of wax.
What?
Purple wax.
Hang on a minute. I thought you didn't have any hobbies in the pile.
Well, I forget. Well, I got some candles. So I said to Neil, I really like doing the candle making last year because it's quite it's nice, isn't it?
Yeah. You know, apart from waiting for it to set, I'm like, bloody
hell. Well, and boil.
Oh no.
Melt.
Oh no, wait till you get your candle making.
Oh, is it good?
Yeah, oh God, yeah.
Right, well, I had it in the air fryer the other day.
Oh my God.
Right, so I had this, and then Neil was like, where are these metal cups? And I was like, I don't know. Put them on top of the kitchen cool because I've fucked them up because I put wax in them. But it's all I could use at the time. And I needed to do it. It's like I needed to do it.
That I bought from China or somewhere that's come. I've got a box full of candle tins.
Oh, really? I do have some projects going. So I was thinking what I could do. I'm going to make some candles, which I do in my pleasure time.
Am I getting one for Christmas?
Yeah. And then I thought what I'll do is I'll put a little voucher on it,
for
my nails, so that when someone's having the nails, they're like, ooh, look here, I've got some homemade candles. if you buy them for whatever, then they have a voucher on them. So whoever you give them to, then there's like 25% off or whatever. So it'll reel them in. More clients.
Brilliant.
That's the plan. But I've made one candle.
You got bored after half an hour.
Because I basically set the pan on fire. And I forgot. So what I did, what was I doing? I put a pan on the hob. Because I was trying to... Oh, God, I can't remember what I was doing.
See, this is why we need to actually talk about these hobby... Yeah. This is a really weird, like, thing. Because I thought, everyone's projects like that. And then when I speak to them, they say, what are you doing now, Jem? And I'm like,
people would ring me up and go, like, Joe, like, what... How do you do this? And I'm like, right, well, what you need to do is this, 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 because I've obviously done this before myself from self-taught YouTube.
Yeah, and then sometimes I'll be like, yeah, because I didn't realise you didn't know. Yeah, I decided. I don't even know where it came from. I just thought, I know. I was going to get a neon candle because I really wanted one.
Well, that fresh skin stuff.
Oh, God, yeah, it's lovely.
So that's what I made. The reason why I did it is because at work we had to do this bloody thing called, which I'm saying bloody thing, it's really nice, but it's just like, fucking what? A random, you might have seen it on Insta, random act of kindness, right?
Act of kindness. Yeah,
and you don't have to spend any money. Well, you do, don't you? Otherwise you look like a knobhead. You said something like, you could give someone a smile.
God,
how
like
do you
that?
Prove that?
Weirdo.
So, but you get choked. Like you have to do that. You press this button on the email, and you get. I know. I've always been thinking. They don't know it's you that's doing it either. So it's like a bit like Secret Santa or whatever.
Someone's like, there across the room like that. Hi. Yeah,
this is my random act of kindness.
Oh my God.
So.
Out with some bullshit.
Yeah, and it's money. It is money as well.
It's like those cake things at school when they're like, come and bring a cake. Say, well, hang on a minute. Aren't we trying to stop eating bloody sugar? Yeah. Like, seriously. And those cake things. And I'm thinking, it doesn't actually...
Well, I hate it because you know when you're at work as well, it's like, especially if you're trying to... Because I'm always trying, even though I've gone into hermit zone, I'm still trying to be, you know... healthy.
Yeah.
But there's always something. There's always some fucking birthday or something, and then everyone's like, oh, God.
Well, that's fine.
You never have anything. And I'm like, yeah, I do.
Really? Why is everyone so interested in what everyone else is bloody doing? Like, just because you want to stuff your face with the bloody cakes,
like,
leave everyone alone.
I've got to say no, because... If I don't,
you'll have 10 cakes.
Yeah,
that's what I do.
And still,
then.
Yeah, still bloody stuck my face when we treat cupboard later on.
Well, I know I'm exactly the same. It's like ever since Em started secondary school, because our girls started secondary school, didn't they, last year?
Yeah.
They've been there ages now. But basically, I swear to God, I've put on a bloody stone because Emmy comes back from school with Harry Bows and shit. And they're like, oh, blah, 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 blah.
I've discovered, yum, yum, yum. Oh, God, what are they called? Sour Sparks.
Sour Sparks? Well, get those.
You know, I love sour sweets.
Yeah,
I love straws. Oh, and shit. They are straws.
That's just reminded me of another hobby.
Making sweets?
No, yeah.
Sweet.
I was making it with citric acid. You should have seen the state of it.
I meant sweet hampers, not like making actual sweets.
No, I was late. I bought these moulds.
I've just pictured like a nutty professor going...
No, basically, I nearly bloody... It was citric acid and something else that you had to make, but I was like, bloody hell, that's tangy. I don't think that's bloody right. It didn't take... And then you had to add the sugar, and I was making them out of... it's so good.
It burns, doesn't it, if it's that sour?
Well, it was bloody ridiculous. So I'm making these little gelatine sweets because I thought, then I know what's in them.
Yeah, hello shit.
Yeah, exactly. But I was thinking,
oh my God, that's another
the
hobby.
Same crap.
Wine.
Oh my God, and you blew up your
elderflower.
Wine.
Shit, yeah. Elderflower champagne when it blew
and
up.
And gin and all the...
I made a Corona, not the virus, But the actual...
Yeah, we know who made that. I don't know, go down the road.
The beer, Corona.
Yeah.
So, like, you get, like, your little kits. And we made that. That was nice. Elderflower champagne, brilliant, until the bottle exploded in my kitchen. And that, I swear to God, got a £5 voucher off Wilco's. And I swear to God, that could have killed somebody. I'm not joking. It was so bad. Imagine a champagne bottle that exploded in the kitchen.
Yeah, imagine the kids. Oh, anyone
if anyone was in there, I'm just picturing jugular.
Oh my God. That's what I mean. Like, has anyone else got these hobbies? Like, excuse me. Has anyone got
What? You've made your own wine?
Yeah, or you're making candles? Yeah. Or you're making cakes? Or what else are you doing? Yeah. And I what can't you do, Gem? Is that a compliment or a backhanded compliment?
Yeah, no, right. Yeah. What are you doing now?
Yeah. What are you doing now, boring bastard?
But Mum doesn't do anything like that, does she?
No. No, but oh God, she said
Dad
she did
does,
enjoy.
Dad does. Like, remember when he did?
He's art.
Yeah,
he's
like art. He made a rocking horse.
Oh yeah.
Like, he didn't just made a rocking horse.
Yeah,
like,
maybe it's that. Maybe it's the traits are coming from. Yeah, that is really weird because he does. He did and he made a go kart.
And now he paints.
Yeah.
And he'll do. Yeah. He will do random stuff, won't he? Like he's, I don't know. Honestly, if you went
through
it, you'd
well,
think
today,
that
I've apparently, watch out, there's a boomer in the bush.
I can't believe you live in the same road as me. Swear to God, Joe. I would literally...
Joanne, sorry, I had them both in my garden before. I put the blinds down. I literally thought, do you know what? Put my blinds up and then I quickly put it back down.
She knows that we've got a spare key in the shed. So she comes to ours when I'm not there.
What?
When she's getting a leer. And she'll go in the shed. But Neil finishes work. I mean, imagine it, like, you don't just walk into someone's house, do you?
Well, I have to put my key in and turn it so that she'll come in. And then next minute, Jerry, are you there? Jerry! Shouting over my fence. I'm like, I'm with a client.
She does it to me where I'll see her bomb it up on the driveway and I'm thinking shit, she just literally mowed over me front garden and don't give a shit, and then I'll unlock the front door for her to come in and she'll stomp in and go, Joanne, it's bloody dangerous that any bloody weirdo could walk in. I'm like, yeah, you like, and I said, I've just unlocked it for you to come in because I've just seen you pull up on the driveway. And she does it every time she says, any bloody nutter could walk in. I'm thinking, bloody...
She's projected. No, but this is the thing as well. We've got, the family traits and where it's manifesting from. Mm. And obviously, you know, there isn't any cycle breakers in the before us, is there? Like, I mean, we're only just coming to a bit of a...
We don't really know.
We
our
don't
family.
Really know. No.
We don't know our
it's
grandparents.
Very, no.
Odd.
Very strange.
Really weird.
Yeah. And we were...
I remember driving lessons with Dad, right? And I was driving...
Oh God, don't talk. Right. Remember my driving lesson with him? Right, go on.
Just that
did
one.
Did you not hear about me leaving the car in the middle of the road?
I think I saw. Through the window. That's how far you got. No, I remember driving. We were driving to Withenshaw. And then Dad saying, this is Dad, like, not his dad, Mum's dad. And he went, ooh, should we pop in? Like, pop in and see Grandad. And honestly, I think I gipped a bit. I was sick in my mouth. Because I thought,
why? Why are you so terrified of old people?
Well, because Grandad wasn't exactly pleasant,
no,
was he?
Lovely,
you want
no.
You know, he was odd.
No, he was just... I'm trying to give all our secrets away. No, I don't know. He was a bit blunt, wasn't he?
Yeah.
So maybe then, that's what I'm thinking. Is there some sort of...
I don't know. But Dad said, should we go in? And but to me,
but
the
why
thought
would Dad
of...
go in there?
Yeah.
He didn't even like slag him
but
up all the time.
But why... that would be a normal thing.
Oh, to yeah, to other people.
Pop into your granddad's because you're driving past to show him that you're learning
to drive.
Or
you'd be telling
and
him you're
I thought
on your
it
way.
Was the weirdest thing ever, and we went in, and it was just...
I remember you
like
telling
being
me.
in a horror movie.
Isn't it weird?
Yeah, see, that's something. I don't mean like a horror movie,
but like, you know, where you're just thinking, I can't explain. I can actually feel
the awkwardness. Yeah, it's like you go into a stranger's house. Yeah. You don't know who these people are.
Yeah, like, I didn't, like, and it was like...
But they lived around the corner.
Yeah.
Like, they lived, like, in the local, like, council estate around the corner from us.
There was no
relationship.
No relationship. And when he came at Christmas and stuff, it was uncomfortable.
Awkward, yeah.
Yeah, and I remember him shouting at me once.
Really?
Yeah, imagine me.
Why would he shout at you? Because... Me, maybe.
Because I think, to this day... Because I actually went into freeze mode, I think he thought I said a swear word.
Oh, and because he used to get really mad at Morgan for swearing.
And he used to go, and he said, there's no way in a million years I would have sworn then.
No,
like,
you wouldn't.
Swear like a trooper.
Like,
out.
Even Mum would be shouting at us.
Yeah.
We used to say, gosh.
Yeah. You know, like, what the hell is that? Like, literally, my mouth is very potty now.
Yeah.
And I think that's why.
Oh, mine's terrible.
But there's no way. And I was like, I must have been about 12 or something. There's no way in a million years I would have sworn. And if I did, I would have known.
He must have thought, oh, someone else said it and they thought it was
true. She was sat in the concert, it was weird. And then he went, don't you ever use that word again. And I was like, imagine like now, I'd be like, honestly, I think I nearly pissed myself a bit. I was that like in shock because I was thinking,
but why would
I don't
know?
But why didn't I just turn around and go, what were you talking about? I've not said anything.
No, I would have gone, it wasn't me.
Yeah, but I just kind of went, I didn't even say anything. I just went,
yeah, but
I didn't even say okay.
That's, see, that's where we need to go into this fight, flight, freeze thing. Because I used to just think, like, obviously you're thinking, oh, Gemma's on one, she's it, because I'd be in fight, going on one. And I think, oh, God, what's that moron doing? Why is she not saying anything?
Yeah.
And but you were there like that, and I'd be like, are you okay?
Dad used to say, oh, it's like your head's filled with cotton wool. And I'd be thinking, yep, like a... Deer in headlights, literally like...
She's turning on the waterworks.
Yeah, cry at the drop of a hat. Well, that would have certainly turned that round, Dad. Because I can't
bloody
cry.
Bloody hell. That's another thing now, isn't it? That's really unhealthy.
Yeah, like...
Really unhealthy.
Like, imagine the lip wobbling and then... Peach! Stop that right now, Sunny Jim.
Oh, I know.
You know, like, you couldn't... Oh, it's just odd.
But it's weird because I don't really remember. I remember crying after incidents. So I'd like...
Oh, I just remember being in my room confused.
Screaming, like, argument. And then I'd be like, I don't know why I'm in my room or what I've done.
Yeah.
And then I'd just cry in my room. And then everyone, you'd be going, shut up! Shut up! And I'd be going, even more crying.
Oh, yeah, I do actually remember that. That was really annoying.
Yeah,
you were wailing.
Do you know why? Because people used to come in my room and start antagonising. So, like, you know, like with our kids now, I wouldn't dream if my kid was crying to go in and start going, ha ha, look at you crying, ha ha, after they've just stopped. You know, when you know someone's
calm down. Have you finished now?
Have you finished yet? Stop making a fool of yourself. Stop making a fool of yourself. Then it, and that would make me cry again. Yeah. So I'd be crying again. So I think.
So make a fool of yourself.
Make
in
fool
your
of
room
yourself.
Alone your room. With nobody there.
With your bloody.
Making a fool in front of who?
Well, this is where all the internalised shame comes in and all the panic and like. And also the fact that most of the time you don't even know what you'd bloody done.
Oh, yeah.
What was it about? What had you done? Oh.
In it, because I'd be so confused and raging.
Oh,
I'd
yeah.
I'd be like, really?
Yeah, that's it. But then with my kid, not necessarily with Kai, because he never got like that, but I could see that Em would be getting herself wound up because she didn't know what she'd done.
Yeah.
So there's no point me going, ha ha, look at you. But I notice a lot of the boomers...
I don't know why anyone would do that.
Wind the kids, I know, winding them up and laughing at them when they're clearly, they're dysregulated. So why start doing that when a child needs to learn how to regulate their emotions, whereas we never got that.
No.
So... sometimes with these ADHD traits and stuff, is it a combination of trauma not just like anyone else, but they wouldn't listen anyway because they'd be
can you imagine?
That's not us.
I thought, imagine we went on to a talk show.
Oh, Jesus.
You wouldn't even watch it.
Oh, God, no.
I'd say I'm on, you know, this morning.
I tell mum to her face and she goes, I don't know what you're talking about. Absolute rubbish. Never happened. Like, Jesus Christ, it's been gaslighting, buddy.
Stingers upstairs.
Not me much, you know, though. I think I ran away. I think I got away. I was faster than Yeah, you think you were a bit slower. Yeah.
Or didn't think that was going to happen because I'd not done anything.
Well, probably. But then saying that, I did used to get smacked. I don't know whether everyone else did, but I used to get smacked and I used to just go like that. Oh, it didn't hurt. Oh, quick. running it off. Pegging it off quick.
Suppressing my feelings.
Yeah, I know. But I'd go to anger, like, and I still do. I still straight away. If I'm like hurt, I'll go to fuming straight away. Yeah. Whereas I won't. That is a really, you know, it's unhealthy. It's not a good thing to do, is it?
No.
But I suppose what we'll do, we'll wrap it up now. I'll probably bored everyone to sleep. But maybe people will be resonating with what we're going to talk, you know. Obviously it's going to be specific subjects, but it is going to go off at a tangent.
Yeah, it's going to have to, because we can't help it.
We can't help it. I, like, how many subjects, like, even just before this podcast, next minute I'm doing this, and I've not even got my bloody, I've got bloody cotton mouth here.
I'm absolutely bursting for the toilet.
Oh, yeah, I've got no toilet. Oh, that's another one of my hobbies. I'm about to build a toilet in my cabin. Wait, no, I've literally got the water.
Did a bit of sand and a hole.
No, I've got one. I'm buying one of them bloody toilets that you can have. They're just as good as, well, I've heard on Amazon.
You have to empty them, though.
Oh, I know.
Like a porter cabin.
Well, to be honest.
Like a camping toilet.
Yeah. But it's got all chemicals and stuff.
You
that's
need
probably
to put a curtain around and...
No, I was going to actually do a proper toilet there. So that's another bloody hobby that I've got coming. Because I get people, like, coming, and then you get
wafted.
Yeah,
I do worry when I do my nails, because I think, I don't want you walking through me out.
That's it. We don't, and they don't want
you.
No offence,
like, they don't. I've got, like, my family, and they're just, you know, Neil's there with his underpants and scratching his balls.
Exactly, and I've got, like, my guy lives in these bloody boxes. Yeah. Swear to God, and Emmy walking around in a bloody...
Sorry, it's just spam.
Oh, Joe, mine, I get that all the time. But, so let's wrap it up. And this is us. And obviously, two Mancunian mums. Don't watch that guy on bloody Instagram who's outing us all. Have you seen
it? No, I'm not seeing it.
Oh, good God. Every time a friend sends me these things, I'm like, triggered. Like, the cheeky little weasel is outing us.
I don't even know what you're on about.
When you see it, Joe, you'll be like, oh, bloody hell, that's me. He does like a joke of what Mancunian... Have you ever seen that one, Mancunian mum?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he's like that, but he's a more modern one.
But that's what we are like.
I'm bloody nothing like that.
We're just like that.
I'm nothing like that. I don't know what you're talking about. So anyway, yeah, so that's where we're at, and we're going to be... You know, we are going to be talking about serious subjects, but we want to kind of, yeah, I think humour is something
we... Turn it
into
a positive, because if you go down that rabbit hole of...
Yeah,
know,
but we don't want to be like, get over it. It's got to be that happy medium, yeah. Hasn't it? Yeah, it's not like, life's too short, get over it.
What?
Yeah, don't know what everyone's problem is. I'm absolutely fine. No names mentioned. Right, so the next subject I think is going to be about, like, the fact that we've all been brainwashed to think that women can show their emotions and we relate louder, and obviously men can't. And it's a load of bollocks, to be honest, because, yeah, we can't show our emotions. We've never been able to show them. We can't even show anger. So we're going to kind of brush on that subject, I think, and how it's kind of probably affected us. And how it plays out now, like with desert girl over it, desert eyeballs over it. And like last night, I had a massive fight with them, and I had a massive cry, and I swear to God, I've not cried for months, and I felt fabulous.
Yeah, no, afterwards. I've got an issue with crying.
Yeah, I don't look fabulous. I look like a bloody.
But if anyone else does have a problem crying, as in not being able to cry, then I'd like to hear your story.
Yeah, I know. To
be able to, because it's like, oh God, it's like on, what's it called, The Holiday?
What?
With Cameron Diaz when she can't cry.
That's
it's still not coming out.
I mean, obviously, if someone, when people have had Botox, and they can still cry, can't they? But they can't, it's like it's stuck, it's literally stuck. And then it's like, I don't know whether it's shame, pain. Well, that's that throat chakra thing.
Yeah.
It's like, well, obviously, a blockage.
You know more than me, don't you? But yeah. I don't have a clue.
Like an energetic
but, if anyone has any ideas or... what's it called? Tactics?
Hacks
on how to...
How to cry.
Hacks on how to cry.
Not like Chandler Bing off thingy when he was pinching his balls in his pants.
Oh, I was Joey.
Was it?
Yeah.
Oh, I was never into Friends.
Oh, I love it.
You loved it, didn't you? Isn't it funny, that? Yeah. It's those laugh tracks.
But, do you know what? Since Chandler's died, I've not watched it.
Really?
Yep. I know he's not called Chandler. But you know what I mean.
Yeah. It's because it was just something
like
that
was
liked,
like my background go to la
yeah
new
so
whatever.
Now yeah
and
was
now
never...
I've been traumatized.
Oh god
I know.
Right, okay, yeah. So we'll wrap it up, and I better go and get a drink before I get bloody
a
desert flip-flop
homemade toilet.
Oh yeah, my homemade toilet. Well, you can go in the house, can't you? I'll allow you in.
Well, if
the cat's
doing
not
it on
in
the
it.
Bloody front lawn.
Oh, Jesus. It's like, oh, that's another thing. The school's stopping kids going to the bloody toilet.
We'll go on.
Yeah, there's so much subjects, isn't there? Right, anyway. So, yeah, see you soon.
Bye.
Thank you for tuning in to our podcast and joining us on our journey with ADHD. For more information, feel free to visit www.glowlifeintegrativehealth.co.uk. Additionally, all the topics we've discussed in this episode will be included in the show notes. Don't forget to subscribe to the podcast for any updates on new episodes.